This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, adolescent psychologist Colette Smart joins us on the line. You can find out more at colettesmart.com. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Emma.
And also, hey, early Happy Mother's Day.
I know. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yes. All right. So, Colette, parents of late have been getting a bit of a bad rap in media about how we parent these days. Talk to us about that.
Well, I'm just going to gloss over it because I feel like it's very negative. It's all over the news in a lot of the main newspapers, just about how many Australian babies and toddlers show multiple risks for adult mental illness. It really highlights the issue with us as parents. I struggle with reports like that because, we know that parental anger or bullying or low warmth are main triggers for adult mental health issues later in life. But it's actually not something new. We've known this since the 30s when, you know, Lawrence and Bowlby, two guys that I often talk about when I lecture to my psychology students, they spoke about attachment and parenting and how important it is. And we know that. We know that parental affection and warmth are very important. But I also think, as parents, as we go along in life and we treat our children with love and respect, reports like this just add guilt and stress to us because they never actually give us any hope or how to. So I think science shouldn't be used to frighten parents or blame them. I think we're all doing the best we can. Mm. And rather, it allows us to help ourselves and our children as we grow together. So the brain and the body are never static, and they're always in the process of becoming and changing. So that's where we need to go from.
And Colette, how can we bring more hope to parents?
So I think because you mentioned Mother's Day, I love that some of the new research shows how mothers' touch and warmth and responsiveness all affect our children's physical and psychological and social well-being. So they've even seen it has significant impact on the brain size. So you as a mom nurturing and giving emotional support even in preschool years, we've seen children having more growth in the hippocampus, which is actually the part of the brain associated with learning and memories and regulating emotion. And we see this right into the knock-on effect, actually right into your teen years. So, and also when I say this, there's a beautiful quote that says, there's no way to be a perfect mother and a million ways to be a good one. So just be good enough. Don't listen to research and think, I'm not perfect and I'm sure I'll lose it. So I've got five little tips this morning to just be a good enough parent. So really use the research to be prepared for difficult parenting moments, so that we don't overreact and help our kids to learn life skills. So number one would be, if you lose your temper, make a repair as soon as you can. So we're all going to slip up from time to time. We say things as parents and as mums that we don't mean. We might be frustrated or we're tired. If it happens, handle ourselves, pick ourselves up, and how we handle it afterwards is what counts. So if we have fallen short, say sorry. Give lots of hugs and cuddles. This also means we don't impose limits. So it's still number two is imposing limits and consequences or boundaries on our children, but letting our children know that we hear them, even though sometimes we may not agree with their reasons for not wanting to follow through on something. So they can't just come home late as teenagers and throw things around and not have consequences for that, but just let them know that you hear them and you're still there and limits are for a reason. And then with your kids, emphasize the good. Number three, emphasize the good in your kids' lives. Tell our kids what is good about them, what you love about them, what makes them a wonderful child to be around. That makes the not so good times also easier to manage. And then number four, don't try and solve all your children's problems. I think that often comes from guilt as a parent. We're so afraid of doing badly that we try and solve everything. But our kids need to make mistakes, face consequences, work things out for themselves to become resilient. That's not bad parenting. And then finally, remember to have fun. Laugh. Allow humor in your parenting. Do things together with your children that they love. lots of hugs and cuddles, and even your teenagers. Hug your teenagers. They still need affection. Your teenagers need to know and hear, I love you, even when they're teens. So in summary, really, next time you hear research or science that stresses about childhood and all the things we do badly, use it just as an avenue to bring healing and hope into your parenting, and really just to enhance resilience in your children. Don't get bogged down by guilt when you read stuff in the news.
Wow, I love those five keys, Colette. I think they're really, really powerful.
Yeah, it's all about just remembering we being good enough. I think that's my mantra.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Colette Smart, thank you so much.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day for Sunday.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you as well. Mine are still little. You've gotten through, or you're getting through the teenage years well. So
Yes, good. Teenage years are good.
And you can find out more from Colette at colettesmart.com. Make sure you have a look there as well.